Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Okay, well, as George Bernard Shaw said all those years ago, youth is wasted on the young. And it's true, isn't it? Just when you've learnt a few things about life, made your mistakes, grown from them, then your years of living them out are actually so much fewer. So maybe the whole point of wisdom is that you share it with others so they can live it out. That's why we have sent Helen Shield into some of our finest aged care facilities to glean from our elders the wisdom that only they can share. We're calling these lessons home truths, and Helen has come back with another handful of gems. Hello, Helen.
Hello. Youth is wasted on the young. You only get that when you've lost your youth, too. As you understand that statement, yeah. It's like, oh, I've lost it.
That's
it's
right.
Gone.
Yes, gone. Yes.
Brutal truth.
That's right, isn't it? So what we've got to do is quite kind of work against this kind of law of nature here and kind of grab all these wonderful gems of wisdom from mm-hmm. these folks so we can learn from them, because yes. That's the whole idea, isn't it? Now, last week you introduced us to Joan, Betty, Mavis, James, John and Kenneth from the Pacific Lodge Aged Care Facility in Sydney's DY. Any new sages to introduce us to this week?
Indeed. Doug, Angel and Joan are joining the panel tonight.
Doug, Angel and Joan.
Yep. Doug, I love Doug. He first saw his wife when he was 14 and then met her properly at 18 and has just been madly in love with her and is still all gooey-eyed about her to
this
day.
Bit of a story there, isn't there?
Well, yes. His wife wasn't too sure about when she met him at 18 because she knew that when he'd first spotted her, he'd actually driven past with his family in the car and she'd been on a push bike and the breeze that the car had generated hadn't been very kind to her skirt. Okay. And so she wasn't too sure about his intentions, but turned out they were very, very good.
and they'd been together for how long?
Oh, it'd be more than 60 years now. Like, it's beautiful. And they're just so devoted to each other. It was really lovely. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Angel is another one who's such a movie star's child.
It's a very 90s, 2000s kind of year.
Yeah, like Apple or Rumour or, yeah. Yes. And yet, yes, one of our sages for this evening. Uh-huh. And Joan also, who fitted me in while she was waiting for the podiatrist to call her back. So okay. I'm very grateful for that. Thank you, Joan.
Fantastic. Did you enjoy it this week?
Oh, totally. Mm. Yeah, I love hearing people's stories. And I love watching them cast their mind back to 16 and sort of narrow it down and go, 16, right. Okay. and just weighing up how their decisions then had impacted their life over such a span of years and what they'd go back there and change.
So we've been asking them six questions. Last week you introduced us to these folks by asking that question, what is your most vivid memory? And there were some beautiful stories that came out of that. We're also going to ask, looking back, what was the best decision you made? Mm-hmm. What was also the worst decision you made?
Oh, that's my favourite one.
Okay, we'll get to that in a few weeks. What one thing has the world lost in your lifetime? Uh-huh. And then describe how your spiritual beliefs have changed. All of those are coming in the weeks ahead. But tonight, if you could step back in time and sit down with yourself as a 16-year-old, what advice would you give yourself? That was the question you asked of them this week. Now, Helen Shield, what would you say to your 16-year-old son?
Oh, goodness. I would say get a clue. I would possibly put her in for some counselling and get her a really good mentor. Maybe send her to the army. That might sort her out.
The army? Yeah. A bit of discipline.
Yes, I think she needed some.
I reckon
how about you?
I think I'd sit down with my 16-year-old self and say, Sheridan, success isn't going to cut it. I was running around. I actually started getting involved in nightclubs at the age of 16. Shh, don't tell anybody it was illegal. And then at 16 and a half, I was DJing in nightclubs. And then by 18, I was winning competitions and things. But back then, I was just trying to find my life, you know, in the nightclubs and the throbbing beats and the flashing lights and the whole lot. And of course, it didn't work. You know, you can't fill a spiritual void with something like that. So I think that's probably what I'd say. I don't know whether I'd listen to myself.
Oh, that'd be the problem.
That's the question we should have actually asked, isn't it? Maybe we'll, that's the next question for the next series. If you did give yourself that advice,
how would you actually get it through to your little rebellious teenage skull?
That's right. Well, you asked that question. Of all of these folks, Doug, Angel, Joan, Betty, Mavis, James, and a whole bunch of others, looking back, if you could step back in time, what advice would you give to your 16-year-old self? And this is what they said.
Oh, a lot. A lot.
If you marry for money, you will earn every penny of it.
Where was I when I was 16? To listen to my parents more often than I did.
Oh, I wouldn't tell her anything.
And grow up better.
I think I'd speak to him with Jesus and explain to him the difference it makes in knowing him. It's a total, it's a life added on to a life, as far as I'm concerned. A wonderful life.
Not to be quite so frivolous, and to come to know the Lord earlier in life. It was after we were married, and it would have been nice to have known the Lord when we were young.
Be wiser. Where we lived, there was a family running a roadside stall, and another member of the family lived opposite, and they fell out. And one of the ladies went from door to door asking people to side with her. And she came to us one day. I was home on my own, and I said, "You go home and be reconciled to your mother." "And you don't know my mother," said I don't have to. And she carried on again, and I said, "Look, even if your mother was a prostitute and your father was a drunkard, God requires of you to love them, not agree with what they're doing, but to love them as mum and dad." She published in the paper that I called her mother a prostitute. 3 months later, she put the same thing in the other Gosford paper, just to make sure that I got the message.
Your 16-year-old self, what would you tell him?
Well, I wouldn't have spoken to that woman.
I could only repeat the advice that I had from my grandmother, who was just wonderful. And the most important one, according to her, was your health is your wealth. She said, "Of course, you've got to make yourself comfortable. You know, you've got to go to work and you need a home and some money in the bank. But look, don't worry. If you look after your health, everything will be fine."
Study at school, which I didn't do.
Behave yourself more and stop going dancing.
And stop going dancing, yeah. Helen Shield.
I was thinking you could have used that advice in your clubs.
I wish you knew where I was going, yeah, too. Those are beautiful. There's some beautiful little gems of wisdom there, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. I just love seeing people cast their minds back and to have that perspective, to look back over their lives as a whole almost. Mm. Beautiful.
Very, very beautiful. Okay, next week's question to our tribe of elders is, looking back, what was the best decision you made?
Yeah, well, this is the real rubber meets the road one. This is in the twilight years of your life, looking back and saying, what was the best? What is the best thing I did with my time and my energy and my effort? You know, that's the major one from what I can see.
Another gem of wisdom. Thank you, Helen.
Oh, pleasure.
We're going to call you our hostess of home truths.
Thank you.
Our hostess of home truths there, Helen Shield, and that is home truths.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.